Welcome to Narracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and we have a fantastic lineup of stories today.
I'm your co-host. Today, we are looking at the bleeding edge of software engineering, robotics, and the sheer scale of AI-generated media.
We really are. We're going to start with a story that has the developer community buzzing. It involves a massive, complex software migration that was completed in just 6 days using AI tools.
It completely challenges our traditional assumptions about technical debt and legacy code bases. We'll also be looking at a novel robot design that merges a monocycle with quadrupedal legs, which sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
And later, we'll dive into the advertising industry, where AI is generating hundreds of billions of creative assets, forcing brands to completely rethink how they manage marketing.
It's a packed show. Let's get right into the deep dives.
Our first story today comes directly from Jared Sumner, the creator of the Bun JavaScript runtime. He recently posted an update that has sparked a massive debate about the future of software engineering. An experimental branch of Bun, which was originally written in the Zig programming language, has been rewritten in Rust. And according to Sumner, it just hit 99.8% compatibility with Bun's existing test suite on Linux x64 glibc.
The language switch alone would be major news, given how popular Bun has become as a high-performance alternative to Node.js. But the headline here is the timeline. Sumner reported that this entire rewrite from Zig to Rust was completed in approximately 6 days, and it was heavily driven by AI-powered coding tools.
6 days is almost impossible to comprehend for a project of this scale. Bun is not a simple web app. It's a complex, low-level runtime that developers rely on for extreme speed and hardware efficiency. Historically, migrating a core infrastructure project from one system's language to another is a multi-year effort. It usually stalls feature development, burns out the engineering team, and introduces countless regressions.
Exactly. The fact that AI tools who do the heavy lifting of translating the logic and syntax to get the codebase to a 99.8% test pass rate in under a week completely changes the calculus on technical debt. If you can migrate a massive project this quickly, the lock-in effect of choosing a specific programming language starts to vanish.
But we do need to add some caveats here, because Sumner himself made it clear there is no official commitment to adopt this Rust rewrite for production. Right now, it remains strictly an experiment to evaluate performance and maintainability compared to the original Zig codebase.
And that is a crucial point. AI is incredible at generating code that passes tests, but as we've seen with other agentic coding tools, it can introduce subtle logic bugs, race conditions, or memory management quirks. The only reason a 6-day refactor is even viable to evaluate is because Bun already had an incredibly robust pre-existing test suite.
Right. If they didn't have those tests to verify the Rust output, this would be a complete non-starter. It highlights that in the era of AI-generated code, the value shifts away from writing the implementation and heavily toward writing the tests and defining the architecture.
It also brings up a major question about long-term maintainability. Is this AI-generated Rust code actually idiomatic, or is it just Zig logic brute-forced into Rust syntax by a large language model? Because if it's the latter, human contributors are going to have a nightmare trying to debug it or add new features later.
That's the big unknown. Zig has been a core part of Bun's identity. It offers explicit control and fast compilation. But Rust brings a mature, memory-safe ecosystem that a lot of large enterprises strongly prefer for security reasons. This experiment might be a reaction to the industry's broader push toward memory-safe languages.
It will be fascinating to see if they actually merge this. Even if they don't, the fact that an AI could translate a complex runtime in 6 days proves that massive software migrations are no longer the impossible bottlenecks they used to be.
Let's shift gears to robotics. A fascinating new experimental platform called the Ringbot Quad is making waves in the engineering community. It's being described as a bio-transcending robot, and conceptually, it is incredibly unique. It really is. If you try to picture it, imagine a large monocycle wheel, but integrated into this wheel are 4 individually actuating driving modules, and each of those modules is equipped with an articulated leg.
So it essentially looks like a mechanical wheel that can suddenly sprout four legs and walk.
The core innovation of the Ringbot Quad is its dual locomotion modes. It has a driving mode, where the robot rolls just like a traditional monocycle. In this mode, the legs don't just sit idle. They are used dynamically to shift weight, assist with balance, and help steer the wheel.
And then it has a walking mode. When the terrain gets too rough for a wheel, the legs actually deploy outward to support the main body, turning the entire system into a quadrupedal robot. This hybrid approach is trying to solve one of the oldest and most difficult trade-offs in mobile robotics.
Right, the trade-off between efficiency and versatility. Wheeled robots are incredibly energy efficient and fast when they are on flat, structured terrain, like a paved road or a warehouse floor. But the moment they encounter stairs, rubble, or steep, uneven ground, they get completely stuck.
Exactly. On the other hand, legged robots, like the quadruped models we see from Boston Dynamics, can traverse almost any complex environment. But moving those heavy, multi-jointed legs requires a massive amount of power, making them relatively slow and inefficient over long, flat distances.
By combining the two, the designers of the Ringbot Quad are theoretically getting the best of both worlds. The robot can roll efficiently down a hallway to conserve battery, and then seamlessly switch to quadrupedal movement to step over debris or navigate a tight, uneven space.
The mechanical complexity involved in pulling this off is staggering, though. Switching between rolling and walking isn't just a hardware challenge. It is a massive control theory problem. You have four independent modules that have to coordinate perfectly to maintain gyroscopic balance as a monocycle, and then completely shift their kinematics to execute a walking gait.
And that complexity inherently raises questions about reliability. In real-world scenarios, like search and rescue operations or planetary exploration, simplicity is usually preferred because it means fewer points of failure. If one of those leg modules jams while it's in driving mode, does the whole monocycle just tip over?
That is the primary risk. Carrying the dead weight of four articulated legs while rolling might also negate some of the energy efficiency gains of being a monocycle in the first place. But as a proof of concept for dynamic hybrid locomotion, the Ringbot Quad is a brilliant piece of engineering that pushes the boundaries of what mobile robots can do.
Moving on to the intersection of AI and media, we have a stark warning from Laura Desmond, the CEO of the AI advertising platform Smartly. In a recent interview with Beat.tv, she highlighted a massive structural shift in how marketing operates, arguing that generative AI is driving a thousand-fold increase in the volume of creative content.
A thousand-fold increase is not an exaggeration. Smartly actually has the internal data to back that up. They process over $5 billion in ad spend across their platform, and they are currently generating over 300 billion creative assets annually for their 700-plus clients. 300 billion.
That number is almost difficult to wrap your head around. Desmond's main point is that this unprecedented volume necessitates entirely new management systems. The traditional marketing workflow, where a creative director sits down to review a few dozen ad variations before a campaign launches, is completely obsolete.
Marketers are facing what she calls a tsunami of content. It fundamentally changes the definition of what an advertisement is. We are moving from a world where creative content is a human-led craft, where teams agonize over the perfect image and copy, to a world where creative is a data-driven, automated output that is optimized purely for performance metrics in real time.
Smartly's platform is even expanding into predictive tools that analyze performance before a campaign goes live. So the AI isn't just generating the variations blindly, it's predicting which microvariant will perform best with a specific demographic on a specific digital channel at a specific time of day.
The critical question for brands right now is how you maintain a consistent corporate identity when an AI is churning out thousands of variations a minute. If an algorithm discovers that a slightly off-brand color scheme or a bizarrely phrased headline gets a higher click-through rate, the system will naturally lean into that anomaly to maximize performance.
That is exactly why Desmond is calling for a new creative system. It's no longer about a human managing the assets themselves. It's about humans managing the parameters and the constraints of the AI that generates them.
brands have to encode their identity, their voice, and their safety guidelines directly into the prompt structure or the model's fine-tuning.
It also means the role of the marketer shifts from creator to editor, or really to an AI systems operator. The human value is in setting the high-level strategy and defining the boundaries, while the machine handles the execution and the multivariate testing at a scale that humans literally cannot process.
And this isn't some future hypothetical. With 300 billion assets already being generated annually by just one platform, the volume explosion is here today. Companies that are still relying on manual creative workflows are going to find themselves vastly outpaced by competitors who are running automated automation at this scale.
All right, that is a lot to process regarding the scale of AI and robotics. Let's pivot and hit a few more stories in our quickfire roundup.
Sounds good. We've got a look at cloud hyperscaler stocks, some interesting developer tool requests, and a shift in portable battery design.
First up, The Motley Fool has published a new analysis comparing Alphabet and Microsoft as AI investments. The numbers are striking. In Q1 2026, Google Cloud revenue grew 63% year over year, significantly outpacing Microsoft Azure's 40% growth.
The core debate here is hardware and software strategy. Microsoft leans heavily on its strategic partnership with OpenAI, while Alphabet relies on its vertical integration with proprietary tensor processing units and its in-house Gemini models. Investors are weighing whether Alphabet's hardware advantage offers a more sustainable moat than Microsoft's software ecosystem.
Over on GitHub, there's a fascinating feature request for Claude Code, Anthropic's terminal agent. Issue 57865 asks for a verification step, where the AI creates a temporary file with an exact match, verifies its grep command finds it, and then deletes the file before running the real search.
It is a very clever workaround. Because Claude Code relies on standard tools like grep to navigate local code bases, it sometimes struggles with complex regex patterns or deep directory structures. Forcing the AI to self-verify its search syntax before executing could significantly cut down on hallucinations and improve reliability.
A hardware review from HowToGeek caught our eye regarding the Rory Flow. It's a $40 portable battery bank shaped like a simple loop or keyring, and the reviewer claims it is more useful for daily carry than any high-wattage charger they've tested.
This highlights a real shift in consumer tech preferences. People are starting to prioritize extreme portability and convenience over massive battery capacity. It's not designed to charge a laptop, but for keeping a phone alive during a commute, the minimalist form factor is winning out.
Finally, another Claude Code update. Issue 574369 requests a simple configuration flag to completely disable the tool's predictive input suggestions in the terminal.
The issue is that the AI trying to guess your next command based on context is causing accidental submissions. This is particularly problematic for developers using voice-to-text setups that auto-submit after a pause. It's a classic UI tension, where predictive features look great in demos, but power users often just want a predictable, manual interface.
That is going to do it for today's episode of the NoraCast Tech Briefing.
As always, you can find links to all the stories we covered today, including the deep dive on the Ringbot Quad and the GitHub issues, in the show notes.
Thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next briefing.